This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So now she's getting in my face and goes, no, I'm Iggy Azalea, that's Nicki Minaj. And I go, I don't care if you're the friggin' Taj Mahal, that's my parking spot. And I smashed her windshield with I had a little rock hammer in my hand.
You're geocaching.
Yes, I was geocaching. That's why I was there.
You got to get there first.
Well, you got to get there first, or you can get there third and have a reserved parking spot, which I did.
What was in the geocache?
Gems.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. What up, what up? Guys, you're kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Are we going to talk about it? Are we not going to talk about it? You're sitting there and you're thinking, is it going to happen? Are they going to do it? We are. We are going to talk
about
it. We're
going to talk about it.
We are going to talk about Robin. Sean has a story that I love about Robin. And I think rather than, just like go over what's already been gone over about like his.
Well, there's a lot of general things people talk about, but then there's the specific.
Isn't it nice to stay in the
often represents the whole.
To contribute something to the conversation that no one else can instead of just saying boo-hoo.
Yes, and that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to cry. We're here to celebrate his journey, and I remember when he was just starting out, he was a kid, maybe 13. He was a beat reporter for Entertainment Weekly, probably. Anyway.
He was doing the Hollywood beat for them.
Yes, he was just starting out with his little notepad and adorable. And we're at the Miramax party, Oscar after party, and I've won again, and I've got this sort of armload of booty to take home, back when I actually bothered taking them home and didn't just, you know, leave them with the valet. And he comes up to me, and he's got his list of questions, you know, it's standard boilerplate stuff.
Yes.
Are you happy you won? Do you like winning?
Yeah.
Don't the losers look, you know,
foolish
now? Yes. He does his questions, and I give it to him, and I kind of taught him how to be funny in the meantime. You know, told him to reference things and do, you know, I said do your accents, and I remember him, it landing for him and him getting it and him seeing how to be funny from me. And starting to walk away, and he's almost to the door, and I go, hey, kid, don't you want to hold it? And he stopped, and he went, oh, boy, are you serious, mister? And I said, once-in-a-lifetime chance, kid. And I hand him one of the Oscars. And he looks up at me, and he's got it with both hands. He almost falls over, and he goes, boy, I know it's a cliche, but Jesus sure is heavy, sir. And I looked at him, and I went, as it should be, don't you think? And I let him keep that Oscar, too.
Yes, and so for that movie. And now they say Oscar winning. Well, it's really just Oscar getting.
Yeah, Oscar getting. Well, he won it by being in the right place at the right time, which was near me when I was in a good mood.
I will say there's a tenor to the conversation now that he's gone that I found to be very selfish. The way people are talking about this, it's very me.
It's been disappointing, some of the reaction where everyone is saying they're rightly upset, but they're upset for the wrong reason, where they're going, oh, no, this is ruining my day. Now I don't get to watch any more crazy ones.
Yes, and they're mad at Robin because they say, like, this jerk, he took my favorite show away.
And that's not us. That's them.
He
stole my show from me. And that's not really fair, is it?
And I would prefer that not only do we focus on, you know, what was going on with him, it seems like he had a lot of issues of his own, separate from the crazy ones. Also, that he did other things in his career.
Yes. For better or worse, this man had an entire catalog of cinema movies.
Can we talk about that? Can we tell stories about our experiences with him? Maybe, like you met him at some point.
Yes, I met him, but I think there are other people out there who are remaining mum who may have, at one time, been at a show where he walked in and maybe they were doing it.
I would love to hear that story instead of what I am hearing.
And can I please, I'm sorry, Hayes, but can I please see somebody's Facebook profile pic change to a pic where they're in a green room with him?
I mean, it was a good show. It was a funny show, but this is a person who had a life. He had a whole rich life, and we're missing it. We're just missing the whole conversation. Well, it's less me.
It's completely insensitive in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's insensitive to me. I like to surf the web. I like social media, and I want to see people changing their profile picture. That's news.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, when you bring that up, how do you think it makes Sarah Michelle Gellar feel? That's her dad.
That was her dad. Yes. And also, I mean, I think she is going to keep doing the show. And so to act like you're sad because now it's somehow going to be less of a show just because it's Sarah Michelle now.
No, they're going to get Dennis Quaid in there.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, a big nano to our friend Robin. A couple big movies at the box office this week. Guardians did very well. Turtles did very well. But there seems to be some backlash about this movie, Let's Be Cops.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to be taking a political stance on it.
Well, I'm of two minds about this film. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, it's a funny comedy and I like to laugh and I like to have fun. On the other hand, it's a bit cynical and a bit jaded that they did assemble this movie in about 4 days in mm-hmm. response to some of the police cop stuff that's been going on.
Yes, there's a cop thing going, the whole Ferguson protest business. And I think the people who made this movie, they get together and said it's not really fair what some of the people are saying about cops right now.
Because Cops is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that only a month ago when we were watching 22 Jump Street.
Yes, and now people are saying Cops isn't funny. And so let's do this 4-day movie. We can get it out. Today's Monday. Mm-hmm. We can get this out by Friday. And then the idea, people will start to want to be cops again.
Yeah. Which is, okay, it is, I think, a positive mission the movie's on.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's hard to feel really good about what I think was a bit of a cash grab where they thought, well, we're cops in the news, we'll be in the news with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, again, I'm of two minds, and now I'm thinking I'm of three or maybe of four minds about the movie, because I am finding more minds the more that I think about it.
And you're coming from a place, to begin with, of not wanting to be cops ever.
No, well, do we even talk about that?
Well, we can talk about it a little bit.
When I was a teenager, I beat up a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat him up so bad that they basically said, well, do you want to be a cop now?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we shouldn't have this guy out here trying to arrest people. And it was...
Let's get him on our side.
He had pulled me over and I was doing my speeding and listening to my rock music too loud. And this old man wanted to kind of shake me down and... he got a nasty surprise in the version of a big uppercut right to his chin, knocked his head clean off his body.
But I can see how that would undermine your faith in being cops, that here you are, you know, these are your heroes, and here you are just beating them up.
Well, first of all, it made me realize police cops isn't always good guys,
mm-hmm.
because this guy's being a mean guy,
mm-hmm.
and he got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But... it also makes me feel Is cops really as strong as what we say?
People, yes. The myth of cops is that they're all so strong.
And I want to be thought of as strong because I'm strong, not because I have cop clothes on.
And that's the truth. It's another myth sort of perpetuated by the movie, is that putting on cop clothes is not just making you strong. Like, the idea is that these characters become strong and, like, have these super cop powers just by putting on cop clothes.
And that's not how it worked. And you can ask, you know, Officer Timsley, who, you know, unfortunately no longer has a head on his body from the one big punch.
Mm-hmm.
And a seated punch from inside my car. It was a convertible, so I had room.
Yeah.
But from the one big punch, separated his spine.
Your left?
It was a left hook. I'm right-handed.
Yeah, and you used your left arm to uppercut, so he would have come up to your window.
Yeah.
And you blasted his head off.
Yeah, he leaned over and he said, "Now you turn down that darn music and don't let that Axl Rose poison your brain. He's singing about the devil."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, religion causes most of the wars in the world, sir."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, I'm on the front lines of the war against you being a juvenile delinquent."
Mm-hmm.
And that just set me off. I punched his head clean off his body.
Mm-hmm.
And it landed in Nebraska. And this happened in Utah. And then it was all the news in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Cop head washes ashore.
We have a great guest today. Jessica Williams is here from The Daily Show. She's going to be right up on Hollywood Handbook. So the bedbugs man comes in, and I said, "Yeah, okay, yes, well, these are the bedbugs. I'd like you to get rid of them." And he says, "Well, it looks like that's Ellen Page and Mara Wilson." And I'm like, "Yes, I'd like you to get rid of my bedbugs. They were staying in my bed, and I was..."
Yes, and then did he spray them or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he had to spray them, and then they sort of shriveled up into...
Congratulations.
A little coil, yeah.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We have a really great guest today. Jessica Williams is here.
Hi, hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. It's so exciting for us. Compared to us, you're very, very young, but we've been following your career pretty closely. We're excited to see you doing so well. I think where did we first meet, Jessica? Was it at the anti-bullying outreach thing?
Yes.
Was that where it was? Where we would go around just destroying bullies?
Yes, where we would make bullies feel about this big. And and you can't see at home, but I'm indicating with my fingers a very small size.
Mm-hmm.
And we would really pick on those bullies.
Mm-hmm.
We really changed a lot of minds.
Yes.
Today, actually.
It's nice, you know, to do something good for people and to, you know, this bullying thing has become a real problem when what they need is strong celebrities to go around punching some of the...
Just beating up the bullies and also...
And protecting nerds.
Yes, because nerds aren't confident enough and they're not putting themselves out there in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hayes and I represent, I don't know if you know, but and a lot of people are surprised to learn, we're actually nerds and we're into some pretty nerdy stuff.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that about
you. Wouldn't know it to look at us because we have big muscles, but the truth is we read comics and we...
So does that make you nerdy or what sort of things do you...
Well, we look at Star Wars and...
You look at it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll look at it all day long.
I'll be like, good, that is what space would do. Because a lot of times people don't, you know, some people watch it, but they're not real nerds. So they don't know that the space science a lot of times is completely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you ever read science books?
No, I don't. I don't really read any science books or anything.
What kinds of... Do you read history books?
I do not also. I like Wikipedia. I kind of dabble
those
in
those books, yeah.
Some Reddit, subreddits.
Oh, you know, those are some funny books.
Those aren't books, but I really just kind of try and stay aware. In general, I watch a lot of the news just... Because of work.
And yes, of course. Yes, you're doing the news.
And so refreshing.
Oh, thank
for
you.
People who don't know, Jessica's here from The Daily Show, right? With the host, and we love it. And we so often are talking about Hollywood news here.
Can I fan out just real quick for a second?
Please.
Just as like I love the show and I love watching the show.
Yes.
What's it like? What's it like Kilbourne like when he's not doing the show? Is he the same? Like, is he still like that cool and funny? Or is
Like, you know what? I would imagine, you know, that he is, you know.
Does he ask you five questions? Does he ask you five questions?
Does he do the five questions with the head exploding?
Yes.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah. I mean, he, you know, hasn't been around for a while. And kind of when he left the show, I was about eight. So we don't really have that sort of relationship.
Is he not coming back? My understanding was he was just taking an extended moment of zen.
Yeah, no, no, no. He won't be coming back, which is really interesting.
Hmm. Mm. Well, good luck.
Yeah, definitely for him and his family, like everybody.
And for the show, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we love him there, so.
Yeah, I like John, not a dancer, but that was interesting. Thank you. The news that we love. Let's talk more about the news.
Well,
we're major news junkies.
There's a lot of thick-head pea brains in this town, and we can't always discuss the news in the intelligent way that we'd like to.
Sure.
And so to have another news junkie who's glued to the subreddits and stuff that we like is really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you start with a piece of news and then I'll say one?
Yes. Just some really good news that you like.
We'll know it too, but you can say one news piece.
Sure. The World Health Organization just announced that maybe this Ebola outbreak is pretty unprecedented in terms of size and
The president has never, you said, it's getting bigger. You said they should basically impeach him. We should be unprecedented in this country because he's really, you know, letting the Ebola.
President Obama is what I think it actually is.
Yeah, unprecedented Obama.
Yeah, but not what.
And let's get him unprecedented for once.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's kind of the talk of the country right now, is trying to get President Obama unprecedented in this nation.
Yes.
And it is really, really causing just like sort of a split and just sort of a state of kind of unrest in different social classes and different races all across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a lot, you know, with the Ferguson case.
And is it a coincidence that we have a president who was born in Africa and now we have a disease from Africa?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It's, well, we kind of don't have it. Yet, you know.
I don't have it because I wash my hands.
Sure.
But a lot of people in other parts of the country either don't have the water to do it or, you know.
The resources or anything available.
Yes.
That's why we have Engineer Cody behind that little shield today.
Because,
yeah, I don't know if you noticed his sneeze shield.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been sneezing like a fool ever, you know, for the last couple of weeks. And we're just trying to contain it to that corner of the room.
Well, there's a lot of hand sanitizer here.
Yes, that's for him to drink.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
He actually does like it. It's his little baba. And he likes to drink from his baba. And we just open up the little tube and we put his baba of hand sanitizer in.
It's very soothing.
And he just sucks it right down.
It actually is calming to me to watch him enjoy his baba of hand sanitizer. Really? It really lets me calm down and relax because I get so stressed out thinking about all this news. I mean, you know, look, you came here from New York, so... Which we love New York.
Yes, we're obsessed with it.
Oh, that's my New
York. When's the last time you guys have been in New York?
Wow. It's got to have been...
Is it before?
I know there was a big blackout. All that Son of Sam stuff was going on.
Sure, it was a couple years ago. Sure.
It was pretty scary time to be there.
That's right. The Summer of Sam, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember...
He was killing everybody.
Yeah. And even punk rockers like me and Hayes weren't safe. We were big in the punk scene at that time.
You guys are punks too and nerds?
The Dolls. We would go check out the Dolls at the Mercer Arts.
I loved how bad they were at their instruments.
The New York Dolls, which was like a New York version of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think I've heard of them.
Yes, I loved that they couldn't play instruments and that they wore those funny dresses. They were just like a funny band.
Yeah, and it was fun to crack up.
Yeah.
Because amidst all the murders that Sam was doing.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, with all this news and, like, murder and stuff, it's so nice to, like, have some time to laugh, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
With all this murder happening,
There's so much murder.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nice to just kind of sit back and just have a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are dealing with Lynn's sanity over there.
We might still be going through Lynn's sanity. I know I'm still going through Lynn's sanity.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so crazy because I feel like a lot of people have chosen to move on from Lynn's sanity. But me personally, I can't let it go.
How disrespectful of them to act like it never happened.
Yeah. I can't even, it hurts.
Well, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're going to have another Linsanity problem on your hands unless you really take a good look at it the way that you've chosen to do. And
yeah, I'm always honestly like the Linsanity hashtag on Twitter is still pretty active.
Yes.
And I think it's nice every now and then to just sort of dip back in the search and search hashtag Linsanity and see that there is sort of a community. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There are subreddits there, you know, that you can find and just really connect with your fellow Linsanity.
And for listeners without smartphones, hashtags are like these kind of, they're almost, they're like these crazy little, funky little, they're like at midnight, you know?
Would see, it's a symbol that you, where you listeners come from, you would see on like a brand that you would heat it up and you would put it on a cow's butt. But we put it in our phones.
Well, you know what it is too? It's like, you know, when you're reading one of your comic books, I know you're a nerd, and somebody's saying an expletive, sometimes it'll be F, like at sign, a hashtag kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other symbols.
Yes.
That's also in there as well.
One of those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And expletive X dash PLETIVE because of the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
That's
taking
for
it back
nerds.
For the nerd.
That's for nerds.
You have a nerd demo. Yes. You're obviously working.
Yes.
I respect that.
Did you mention Ferguson?
The Ferguson riots. Okay. So obviously you'll have a perspective on this that we don't because, you know, you work in late night television.
Mm-hmm. People are really, they were really pushing for Ferguson to stay.
Yes.
There's been
to
a
take
bunch
over.
Of, for anyone who's been living under a rock, you know, Craig Ferguson is stepping down, and there's been riots, you know, specifically in the South, from people who don't think they're going to find a good replacement.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah. Craig was so loose and so freeform.
There was something really free. Like, my parents didn't get him, but I got him.
Yes, our generation gets him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might be a little younger generation than the two of you.
Right, well, the, you know, the 25 to 60.
I'm a little younger than
the
that.
Younger ones.
Yes. Because of that funny, that Skellington that he used to have around.
And so nice to see a Skellington not have to be so scary and spooky.
I hate spooky things, and so it was nice to have.
Tell us about it.
Yes.
Ugh.
Just like ghosts, like Halloween decorations.
And monsters.
Monsters in general.
Yes.
Frightened.
Frankensteins.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, who comes up with this?
I don't know.
They should be quartered.
Or even sometimes it can be an owl that's scary.
Yeah.
Speak on that.
Owls are interesting. I actually have a love-hate relationship with owls.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I really grew up loving Harry Potter. I started reading those books. They touched me at such a young age. But that book really instills a love for owls.
Yes.
They're not, you know, J.K. Painted the owls not as spooky. But as messengers.
They can be your friends, yes.
They can be your friends. They can be your messengers and fighting for you.
Mm-hmm. Similar to what Ferguson is doing with the skeleton, though.
Yeah.
The skeleton, you know, because it is it is taking something that traditionally has been pretty scary, but honestly, it doesn't have to be because we all do have these bones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we
even
do.
Even funny guys, nice guys, and even nerds like mm-hmm. us have these bones.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got a skeleton, you know?
Yes, it's true.
When you take all the mess away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all that bare messy bones. Skin yeah, you, and muscles.
You, yes, if you dip someone in acid, you know? And then there'd be a skeleton in there.
Mm-hmm. Or the dip from Roger Rabbit. Would they ever have a skeleton in there?
That seemed to disintegrate everything. Acid? That seemed to make everything go away.
Oh, yes, God. You wouldn't yes. see the little baby shoe skeleton. Oh. It would just be... I know, and isn't
really
that sad for you?
Me. It was really hard, yeah.
Because you shoes. Were... I mean, you know, you have your stage name now, mm-hmm. but you were once Jessica mm-hmm. Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us about
well,
that?
Well, yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was named after. Yeah. When that film was in its peak time and when it was released, my parents made me.
You can see.
You saw conceived. A lot of Jessica Rabbits back
yeah.
then.
Yes.
There
yes.
was a big boom in the Jessica and the Roger.
Very common mm-hmm. name. About 9 months after that film took number one at the box office, there you were meeting a lot of little baby mm-hmm. Jessica Rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was definitely just sort of... raised to be a strong Jessica Rabbit-esque figure.
Mm-hmm. You yes. weren't necessarily bad, but you had been drawn that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drawn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then you just recently changed your last name.
I did. To Williams.
In honor of Robin Williams.
Yeah, because he was one of my heroes. And so I called my parents. I mm-hmm. asked if it was okay. They said, we don't care. You don't live yeah. here anymore, but remember your heritage. Remember mm-hmm. where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the rabbit.
Yes.
The remember, rabbit mm-hmm. last name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how Judge Doom is bad. He's still a bad guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he was secretly a cartoon under there.
Ooh.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I don't want to get into these conspiracy theories.
That's my take. He seems like a normal guy, but I think underneath, he actually might have secretly been a cartoon.
That's interesting.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes what you want to destroy the most,
yes,
is kind of what you want.
It's a part of you. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get too political.
Yeah, it's not really. No, it's not the place of the show. I agree. It's for my own time.
Not necessarily the place of the show.
Let me play a special song.
Okay.
Corn Gallery.
Jessica, this is... here it is. It's the song for the Popcorn Gallery. It's a segment that we like to do on the show. Are you listening?
Yeah, I can hear it. I have it. Thank you, Cody.
It's a song for... It's a segment. And it's where we ask the questions for the show. And people have submitted questions to you. And this is the song. And we play the song. And now it's time to ask the questions. And for Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you get that?
And so it's a segment that we do where mm-hmm. we have the questions mm-hmm. and the viewers ask the questions. Mm-hmm. And it's the Popcorn Gallery and it's not the Peanut Gallery.
It's not the Peanut and Gallery. Hayes are you familiar Sean with the expression the Peanut questions. Gallery?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a
what about like popcorn reading? Does that have anything to do with it either?
Popcorn reading?
I know what it is, but tell Hayes what it is.
So we both know what it is, but popcorn reading is when you're in a class and your teacher wants you to read a paragraph or a page, but she wants to spread out. She doesn't want people to fall asleep, so she'll have you read one or two sentences.
Yes.
And then you can popcorn read, and you can say popcorn, and you would be like, Sean. And then it would be time for Sean better be paying attention because he's got to pick up where the next sentence is.
Yes. Well, we know what that is because we're all in the same class, and we're all in school and
Oprah's
but
nice
school
yes, and yes. never stop learning and
but school sucks
and it's mm-hmm. good and it's good to be paying attention but also the popcorn reading method is propaganda of fear it mm-hmm. is just you know it should be a positive reward not mm-hmm. trying to punish
mm-hmm.
yes
so
we're all very young and we're in school and,
some of us younger
yes
than others
and what
well.
Do you think of the teacher?
Probably okay.
She's boring, I think.
She's boring, and maybe she's cute.
Okay.
So.
Let's reach into the popcorn bag and pull out a question for Jessica Williams. Cody, will you play the sound
drop? Play the sound drop that Mark recorded for us? shown some kind of piece of paper. Is it a treasure map or? No, it's not.
A lot of Mark's sound drops lately have been the beginning of like an adventure, like him going on some kind of adventure. Well, I'm excited to see how that plays out. It sounds like just the beginning.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Thelonious Junk. Jessica Williams, why is it called news when all the stories has already happened? I mean, new is right there in the word, but it's actually is old.
That's a really good question, Thelonious. You know what it is? Sometimes news can mean a couple of different things. It could be – a lot of it can just be the concept of information.
Oh,
and so okay, I like to think that information and news are, you know, they have a symbiotic relationship. So we do basically like a satirical, political information show is how we like to think of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's short for information news.
Yeah, totally.
Which is too long. You couldn't say, you couldn't do a movie called Information Z's. It's Newsies. It sounds, how much better does that sound?
So much. I'll see you on Broadway.
Try to rhyme something with Information Z's.
Yeah, broadcast information news. You know, that's not a classic.
Yeah. We love Broadway. You were just talking about that before. I just know that we really like it.
Like the street or like the concept?
The different shows.
Oh, the idea of the shows?
Yes.
Any specific show in general?
Well, the different ones. I mean, we like how many there are and that you can, on any given night of the year, go to see a new show.
Do you guys go see shows?
Yeah, we're seeing the one that they are doing for that movie Accepted.
Oh my God, the hit, the hit movie Accepted?
Yeah, the Justin Long movie.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Accepted with an exclamation mark.
Okay.
For the show. It's more of a jazzy thing.
Ian. Did they sign Justin on for that? Or Blake? I think Blake Lively's also in that film as well.
They got someone named Blake Lively, but it's like a guy.
Okay.
Yes. I think he's on Glee or something. And then they've got Justin.
They got, instead of Justin Long, they got somebody named Long Justin.
Now, Lewis Black
from
is
another.
Lewis Black is going to be business. Doing it.
Oh, okay. So he's in.
He's still the crusty old Dean.
Yeah.
And
I love his work.
Oh, I thought he was playing. I thought he was one of the kids in this.
Oh, did they change the roles?
Oh, I think he's doing the Jonah Hill.
He's doing Jonah.
Yeah.
And then I remember Scott Adsit played a parent dropping his kid off. And I think they were able to get him also to play Jonah. So there's two Jonas, one Long Justin, Lewis in the house.
A male Blake Lively.
A male Blake Lively who maybe was on some, is it a Glee or it's one of these musical shows?
Yes.
And isn't funny music enough for a TV show?
Speak on that, Jessica.
Speak on that, please.
Is funny music enough for a TV? Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Oh, absolutely. That stuff can carry me all the way.
I'm almost scared. I won't need to go to Broadway because there's so many funny music shows coming out now that I'm just like, I'll get all my music from my half-hour TV shows.
Yeah.
And won't that be something that's a treat?
Let's reach back in the bag for a new question. It's Cody.
Well, papers, some kind of official document, some kind of government document. I'll just start reading it. It's Obama's birth certificate.
Okay. Well, that, Mark.
Yeah, what's Mark?
We gotta listen to him first.
What's Mark getting into? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we don't know. I guess when we get to the third one, we'll know what.
Well, if there's a third question, we might find out more.
What his take on it is. I will say I don't love the direction it's going.
It's interesting. But. It's making me feel weird, definitely.
He might blow the lid off this whole thing.
Jessica, here's a question from Aztec.
Jessica,
your Twitter profile states that you are part Native American. So do you find it offensive when people refer to you as a trailblazer?
I do, actually. It really hurts. I'm kind of having a couple of issues with that. Just like somebody calling me a trailblazer or a somebody saying, hey, do you want to watch Pocahontas?
Sure. You want to watch Pocahontas? Squaw?
Right. Anything.
Not nice.
It rips me and it hurts like me and my people.
Yes.
And I'm always just trying to sort of respect the 1/18th part of Native American.
Respect. Yes, and respect for the earth as well.
Yeah. You know, you guys actually have a lot to share in this regard. Because
really?
Sean is also 1/8 Native American.
1/8 Native American, and I almost never bring it up, but
why
it
not?
Is a big part. I guess I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. And that's my part of one of my problems is I'm a real people pleaser. Do you know about that trait that people have?
Yeah, just the general trait of wanting to be liked.
And I think it makes people uncomfortable when they realize, oh, I don't really understand the earth, and this guy does.
Yeah.
And he's very in touch with it.
And you guys could maybe even like share experience of what it's like seeing animals ghosts.
Yeah,
and even when we were talking about owls before, I was thinking about some of the owl ghosts that I've have been friends with.
Are there any in here?
There are two.
Yeah,
oh, two.
There's a bear.
One huge.
Oh.
Yes, I was going to say one huge one and one small one, and he's a nice bear.
And that's his son. The one is the one.
And the small one, yes.
But what happened to his mom?
It was. Cruelty. It was cruelty. It was cruelty that happened to it. Somebody murdered the bear. I mean, California grizzlies are pretty much extinct. You know.
Yeah, we put them on the flag, but we forgot to put them in. Not put them in the casket.
That's actually true, though. The bear that, and I did some research on the California bear rather recently, just. Because this ghost has been following me. These two ghosts have been following me around.
No, when you say actually true, it makes me feel like you think some things aren't true that we've been talking about on the show. And now have you been trying to fib us and pull our legs and trick us?
I would never fib you.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So the ghosts are following you around. You've been trying to get it. Why, I guess you've been doing
Wikipedia. Whenever a ghost, it's kind of ghost 101, especially in our community. A ghost is following you around, you need to figure out what
and
does
she
it
pointed
want.
At me and then at herself when she said R. So it is Jessica
us.
And
no,
I.
Oh, I know. Yes.
You need to know what do they want. That's the number one
why
ghost
question.
Why are
they so restless?
Yeah. Yes. Why are you here in
How do you
studio?
Help them rest?
Yeah. I need these bears to sleep.
Yes.
And it's because people
but,
are...
We have treated, just as a state, California bears horrifically, since we became a state.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of angry bears around
the
city.
Yeah, we've been flattening them out.
And
yeah.
I'm
get them on that flag.
I'm a couple months older than you, and I can maybe give you a tip in terms of the bears when you do have a bear ghost, that a lot of times all you need to do is go stand in the river and just swat at a big salmon, you know? And if you just get a good whack on one and catch it, then that will make the bear be able to rest. They're not... So complex.
You can feed it a salmon ghost.
If you feed it the ghost of the salmon.
I don't know. I feel like you're kind of generalizing bears because some of the bears are a bit more like you can't just swat at a
The at ones a that want honey?
Yeah.
You're talking about the honey ones?
Yeah.
Well, so yes, there are two avenues you could go. And the other thing you can do is just scratch your back up against a big old tree and, give it a good itchy and that'll take care of the bear and let him go to sleep.
There is one that I've done. You can also just wear, take your clothes off, put on a red t-shirt that just sits just above your belly button.
Ooh.
And you just find a little tiny just pig and you speak to it. And that'll make a bear go away sometimes.
Ooh, okay.
But again, that's a bit more complicated. Like, every bear is different.
Yes.
You can't generalize ghost bears.
I think that's one bear. I think the one you just described is one bear. I think it's a very specific bear. So.
Well, I don't want to go down that road.
No, you can't get in the middle.
You
don't
can't.
Understand.
You don't
I mean,
have
you
it.
Don't get it.
You don't have it.
Well.
You don't have it.
Let's reach back into the bag.
It's peeling off.
It's
not even real. It's a birth certificate for Osama bin Laden.
Okay. That was actually even worse than I thought it was going to be. Is that sound drop that Obama's birth certificate has some kind of false label on it that peels off and it's really Osama bin Laden's?
Yeah, you would think he would just, if anything, if you were going to fake it, just put it on a blank piece of paper or put it over someone that's not nefarious. I guess the letters are close.
Right.
So that's helpful.
Hiding
but
in plain sight.
It also seems pretty bold.
And you just use a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what Mark knows that we don't.
Here's a question from Bird Rules. Mm-hmm. Jessica, summer is ending. In the hot, sunny times that is summer, do you prefer to have your guns out or your buns out?
Definitely my guns out. Again, like apart from being 1/18th Native American on my great-grandma's side, I'm also, you know, black. Is it 17/18th of it is
ooh,
black.
Wow. Thank you for telling us that because we don't see race or gender. We talk about this a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially with comedians. Funny's just funny to me.
Oh,
so it helps.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, I appreciate when people approach me that they tell me what their race and gender is so I know sort of how to react.
Right.
Well,
it's
different.
Yeah. And you don't want to be put in a box. You know, I prefer to be translucent.
It's too dark,
like people ask me, what are you? I'll sometimes do the black card. I'll sometimes do like a Native American card. Mm-hmm. But some days I'll just wake up and be like, I'm clear.
Yes, be hollow man.
I'm hollow.
And I'll tell you the card that you play most of all is the Joker.
Mm.
And there's, you know, and that's because you really are, cracking us up on the TV.
Thank you so much. You know what's crazy is my heart stopped because I thought you meant the other Joker of the hit Dark Knight franchises.
My heart almost stopped as well because how scary and menacing a character can you be other than the Joker? You're talking about spooky.
Right. And that hurt, like, honestly, like, hurt my feelings a little bit.
Didn't,
and then you recovered. I know.
I didn't mean that in any way. And I have been hypnotized to forget the performance of the Joker in those movies. I had to go through a series of sessions. because I didn't sleep for about a month and a half after I saw that film. And so to me, it never occurred to me there would be any kind of crossover there. You know, when I say Joker, I don't mean that Joker because he literally doesn't exist in my mind.
Sure.
And even seeing a trailer or a poster is it is pretty dangerous for me.
And you were talking about preferring your guns to your buns.
Because I feel like I was born into my arms. Like, I don't really have to work out for my guns. Like, I just have naturally, just from, like, my mom and my mom's mom, we've all always had very ripped guns.
Mm-hmm. Lucky. We live in the gym.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys really?
Yes. We were born with tiny baby arms. And ever since then, since we were babies, we've had to keep working out to make their arms big.
You guys look pretty swole right now.
Thank you.
We've earned some monster ones, and it's, you know, pretty intense what we did, and it feels good to earn them.
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like I earned it as well, you know, just sort of, again, like being born into it. Some of those things, a legacy can be earned. You know?
Is it tough on your mom giving birth to a baby with enormous adult-sized arms?
Yeah, I really ripped through her when I was born.
But I guess you can kind of help your way out a little bit.
I just, you know, grabbed my way. I grabbed the doctor's hand. I turned my own self around, you know, and I grabbed the doctor's hand and just spilled out. And the doctor said it was unlike anything they'd ever seen. And I also, crazy, sprained the doctor's wrist that morning that I was born.
It was in the morning.
Yeah, it was the morning. It was the morning the Roger Rabbit film was re-released on VHS.
Well, Cody left.
He's barfing. He's vomiting. That's what he told me.
He told you
because of his illness.
He said, I thought it was my mother's story. But we can't all take it.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be barfing when he's
Far be it from me to criticize people for being sick, but it's a little much with Cody. He's been very sick for a very long time.
Yes.
He's always complaining about it, and he's always getting sick. I don't know what it is. I mean, I can barely understand the guy. He's got some kind of mush mouth.
He says his insides are burning up because of all the baba he has to drink.
Oh, shoot.
He says his organs are mushed.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Ugh. Well, if this part of the episode doesn't sound as good as other parts, it's because our friggin' engineer took a friggin',
barf break.
Mm. Barf break.
Jessica, thanks so much for coming on
the
show.
Thank you for having me as well. It meant a lot for me to be here. I feel blessed.
And for our listeners, will you please rate us on iTunes and talk to us on the forums.
And subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, subscribe
we just
on
learned
iTunes.
About that.
Talk to us on the forums and we'll give you advice about girls and how to get a girlfriend. And people say like, oh, are you being sexist? No, we're not. That's for guys and lesbians to get girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give anyone advice. Who wants to get a girlfriend?
If you want to have a girlfriend, and Hayes and I have had a few and some pretty darn good ones, mm-hmm. Then a good place to get one is by starting on an internet fan forum for a podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then that's where you get that information. Like us on Facebook and go to the movies, please.
Yes, you got to go to the movies. It's summertime. Mm. And Rod, and by the pro version of the podcast, Rod Ogg bought it this week. And Sean, what's his prize?
Oh, Rod Ogg is going to get a piece of news that maybe you didn't read in all the headlines, that because we have a real true news hound who's all the way inside, and Jessica's going to lay on a fact that a lot of people might have missed. And so give him a juicy one from this past week.
A juicy one. I think Kendall Jenner had a dust-up with a waitress at a restaurant.
Okay.
And they're still
that's
trying to
That's under the radar,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal, allegedly. Mm-hmm. My sources are saying that Kendall tried to buy a drink, even though Kendall's underage,
mm-hmm.
and the waitress refused. But for some reason, the waitress is still in trouble for
yes.
the situation. So.
And can you find a way to insert Rod Ogg into that story? Because he bought the pro version, and they like hearing their names.
Oh, Rod. People say that the restaurant was Rod Ogg's diner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
And Kendall Jenner's probably his girlfriend, too.
Yeah, they're also saying that she's his new smoking hot girlfriend.
Oh, cool.
And she loves his arms.
Oh,
and
okay.
his handsomeness.
Oh, cool.
That's
well,
what she
Rod,
says.
That's nice for you, huh? And hopefully it's age appropriate, that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.